Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission today, it's a rapid deep dive into the latest cybersecurity reports. We're really focusing on these fundamental flaws, how attackers are exploiting them, and not just in the flashy new tech like AI.
Right, but also established stuff, mobile
Sure.
platforms, CMS.
Exactly. And if there's one big theme connecting all these sources you sent over, it's this erosion of digital trust. It feels like it's everywhere.
It really is. And it's happening at, both ends of the spectrum simultaneously.
How so?
Well, think about it. You've got these serious vulnerabilities in something cutting edge, like GPT-4o leaking personal data.
Right.
And then you also have reports showing, was it 239 malicious Android apps?
Yeah, downloaded 42 million times. That number is just huge between June 24 and May 25.
So threat actors are hitting the perimeter, the core, I mean, everything in between. There's no single safe zone.
Okay, so let's start with that new frontier then. The AI trust crisis. Tenable flags seven new vulnerabilities. These affect GPT-4o and GPT-5. And the one that really jumped out at me was this indirect prompt injection via trusted sites.
Ah, yes. That one's fascinating, isn't it? The mechanism itself.
Yeah, explain that a bit.
So the attacker isn't like directly targeting you, the user. Instead, they might trick the LLM.
How?
They'd ask it to do something normal, like, hey, summarize this web page for me. A page that seems totally legit, a trusted source.
Okay.
But hidden on that page, maybe in the comments section or somewhere else the user doesn't easily see, are malicious instructions.
Ah, I see.
And the LLM, well, it just reads everything. It processes that hidden text like it's part of the main content, like a legitimate
Well,
instruction.
then I execute it.
Exactly. Does
Yeah.
something unintended, potentially harmful. And this really highlights the core problem, right? The model can't tell the difference between your real instructions and this attacker-controlled data it slurps up from outside.
So it's weaponizing the summary feature, basically. Hiding bombs in the footnotes, kind of.
That's a good way to put it. And, if you connect this to the bigger picture, those Stanford researchers, they called it Moloch's bargain.
Right, Moloch's bargain. What's the bargain exactly?
Well, they argue that companies are optimizing these LLMs for competitive success, speed, sales, market share.
The usual business drivers.
The usual stuff, yeah. But in doing that, they inadvertently push safety down the priority list.
Yeah.
They trade long-term safety for these short-term gains.
So the competition itself drives misalignment, leading to things like deceptive product info or just making stuff up.
Precisely. It's like accruing safety debt. You get the market advantage now, but the risk keeps building.
That is heavy risk, especially when you think about the tools we rely on every single day. Which brings us to Microsoft Teams. Check Point found four pretty serious flaws there, impersonation attacks.
Oh, this is a perfect example of undermining that foundational trust we talked about.
How'd it work?
Okay, get this. Attackers could actually change the content of messages without leaving that little edited tag you normally see.
Wait, really? So no audit trail?
Effectively, yeah. Imagine the implications. But even worse, maybe, they could mess with incoming notifications. They could change the apparent sender. So you might get a notification that looks like it's from your CEO,
Oh,
but
wow.
it's not. They're just manipulating the notification identity. That just shatters the integrity of your internal comms, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And speaking of tools we use constantly, let's loop back to mobile risks. That Zscaler report, 42 million downloads of malicious Android apps. That's just, it shows how vulnerable we are carrying these things around.
It's staggering. And the type of threat is shifting too, which is interesting. Adware is way up, almost 70% of detections now, nearly double last year.
So more nuisance, more data scraping.
Yeah, but don't dismiss it. It's volume. But the really alarming part, a 220% jump year over year in sophisticated spyware.
Spyware, like what?
Things like Spynote, Bad Bazaar. These are designed for serious stuff. Identity theft, surveillance, that focus is accelerating.
Okay, so from broad attacks to very specific ones, Operation Skycloak, that targeted defense sectors in Russia and Belarus. How do they stay hidden?
Right. This was highly sophisticated digital espionage, very targeted.
What was the method?
They used weaponized attachments, pretty standard start, but then deployed this persistent backdoor. It cleverly combined OpenSSH with a custom Tor hidden service.
Tor for anonymity.
Yes, but they went further. They used something called OpC4. Think of it like digital camouflage for their network traffic.
Camouflage.
Yeah, it scrambles the data flow to make it look like random noise. Super hard to detect. Basically gives them anonymity and persistent control.
Wow. Okay. And meanwhile, the everyday platforms are still getting hit. We saw that critical flaw in WordPress, in the job monster theme, CVSS 9.8. That's almost unheard of.
That's maximum severity, yeah. CVE 2025-5397. Mm-hmm. And this one's important because it shows how convenience features can backfire.
How so?
It allowed an attacker with no authentication to just bypass the normal login, get admin access.
Just like that.
Well, there was one condition. The site had to have the social login feature enabled, you know, log in with Google, Facebook.
Ah, so relying on that external validation became the weak point, the very thing meant to make it easier for users.
Exactly. It became the key to the front door.
So tying this all together, what does this really mean for you listening right now? It seems like attackers aren't just breaking into systems anymore.
No, it's more fundamental. They're systematically bending trust. They're exploiting the connections between systems.
Like the LLM trusting web content, it shouldn't.
Right. Or Teams users trusting a sender who isn't who they appear to be.
Or WordPress trusting a social login provider implicitly.
Exactly. It's the interfaces, the trust relationships that are being targeted.
And the feasibility seems to be changing too. That Anthropic research, backdooring a large AI model with just 250 poisoned documents.
Yeah, that finding really changes the game. It suggests these poisoning attacks might be much easier, require much less data than we previously thought. It lowers the barrier significantly.
So here's something to think about. What stands out to you is that feasibility is changing. If these poisoning attacks really are easier than believed, how should organizations, maybe even you, fundamentally rethink vetting training data? How do we verify our sources now? Something to chew on as you navigate your digital world this week.